Here it is, men. It's Downbeat. Yes, men, the old bandstand is really going to rock today. Standing up there on the Downbeat podium waving the baton, or is the baton waving him, is our guest band leader, Skinny Ennis. Come on in, Skin, and say hello to the gang.
Hiya, fellas. Say, where do you get that is the baton waving him business? We aren't going to have to put up with Bob Hope's riders on this show, are we?
I'll give you my answer to that right after your first number.
Well, I guess that's my cue to stomp it off. Here's a mellow little riffer called, for want of a better name, Knocking One Out for Sam.
Solid, Skinny, right down the middle.
Well, now, do I get that answer to my question?
Well, yes, you do. And the answer is no. From here on, for the rest of this session, we're not going to make a single mention of your lack of blood, your lack of corpuscles, your looking like a walking skeleton, or any other of those anemic atrocities they've pinned to your name on the Bob Hope Show.
Well, you better not do anything as drastic as that. I just wouldn't feel at home on the program.
Well, Skin, anyone with two eyes and a good pair of glasses can see for himself that you're a fine physical specimen and not at all like that skinny-looking character we imagined you.
Calling me a physical specimen is laying on a little bit thick, isn't it? But I'm definitely not anemic. Why, I feel. I even have muscles.
Hey, you have it that. Not exactly Superman, but they do sort of feel like the village smithy's iron bands.
And after that, I feel like the fellas might like another number.
Well, how about a song from you?
Well, you've twisted my wrist. How would Night and Day be?
Perfect. Let's hear it.
Like the beat, beat, beat on the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops after summer showers through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, day and night. Under this hide of me, there's an awe, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
The boys in the back room are yelling for an encore, Skin. They say they would like to hear you sing that song you made famous, and vice versa, back in your days with the late Hal Kemp.
Oh, you mean Got a Date with an Angel?
No other.
Well, by a very strange coincidence, all the boys in the band have that very number in the very next slot of their music racks.
Well, then let's hear all about that famous date of yours with that angel.
Got to date with an angel, got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. Let the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at 7. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Really great, Skin. Now, briefly to the Department of Vital Statistics. First, where were you born?
Well, my hometown is Salisbury, North Carolina, and I guess that most anybody can tell from this voice that I'm from North Carolina.
I guess we can at that, Skin. Did you go to school in your home state?
Yeah, I did. My alma mater is the University of North Carolina.
Isn't that where you met Hal Kemp?
Yeah, Hal was my roommate there, and we organized a band there. I just naturally joined up with him as drummer, having been pretty hot stuff in the Salisbury Drum and Bugle Corps before I went to college.
Well, anyone else in the band back in those days that we might know?
Well, there was Saxy Dowell. He was later a band leader himself, and a young fellow by the name of John Scott Trotter's done all right, too.
He has as much trouble on the old KMH about his weight as you do with your lack of it.
He does it there, but you should have seen him back in the college days, positively sylph-like.
That I find it hard to believe, Skin. I've seen him in person, and brother, they're not kidding about that weight.
Well, that boy's eaten a steak or two in his life, believe me. See, there was another guy in school about that time you might know. He was a cheerleader down there, name of Kay Kaiser.
Kay Kaiser, he's still leading those cheers, too. That must have been quite a school.
Yeah, it was, but don't you think it's about time for another tune about now?
Right. How about that fine arrangement of yours of Ravel's Bolero?
No sooner asked for than played.
Thank you.
Sorry, gang, but we have to call it quits on Downbeat for today. Our guest band leader has been one of the finest guys in the business, Skinny Ennis.
Thank you, Hoffield. So long, fellas.
Armed Forces Radio Service.